expansion, discussion, gentleman, minute, distribute, contact, subsidy, prerequisite, solution, keep pace with, worthwhile, item, agenda, skilled worker, training program, once, permission. Well, gentlemen, I don't think we need to read the minutes of the last meeting. Copies of them have already been distributed to you. Today, let's get on with our discussion. Mr. Zhang, will you please report on your contacts with farmers' families?
Yes. On the piece of land of our new factory, there's a total of 500 families. So far, only 10% of them have agreed to move, while the rest still insist that they need a subsidy of about $500,000 as a prerequisite.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And we must find a solution today.
Right. From the beginning, I have felt that we should have planned a smaller factory.
Yes, we mustn't grow too fast. Slow but sure should be the way our business will going.
But in a year or two, even the new factory may not be able to keep pace with our production increase. We may want a bigger one then. So it's still worthwhile, even with $500,000 more. The next item on the agenda is about the labor force that's going to be required for the new factory. Would you please talk about it, Mr. Lee?
Sure. So far, we have no difficulty in getting skilled workers. But the situation is this. Skilled labor is getting harder to find.
Then what should be done?
I think we should start a training program now. Then, by the time the new factory is ready, we should have a lot of trained men.
Let's see. How about will it take to build the factory once we have got our permission?
About 5 months, possibly less.
Well, can you produce enough skilled workers in 5 months, Mr. Lee?
I think so.
Good. I think that a training program should be started immediately. Control system. Strategic control. Tactical control. Operational concurrent control. Feedback control. Clam control, market control, liquidity ratios, asset management ratios, debt management ratios, profitability ratios, budgeting, responsibility center, standard cost center, revenue center, profit center, investment centers. Controlling means that managers develop appropriate standards, compare ongoing performance against those standards, and take steps to ensure that corrective actions are taken where necessary. A control system is a set of mechanisms designed to increase the probability of meeting organizational standards and goals. Strategic control involves monitoring critical environmental factors to ensure the strategic plans are implemented as intended, assessing the effects of organizational strategic actions, and adjusting such plans when necessary. Tactical control focuses on assessing the implementation of tactical plans at department levels, monitoring associated periodic results, and taking corrective action as necessary. Operational control involves overseeing the implementation of operation plans, monitoring day-to-day results, and taking corrective action when required. Feed-forward control focuses on the regulation of inputs to ensure that they meet the standards necessary for the transformation process. Inputs that can be subject to feed-forward control include materials, people, finances, time, and other resources used by an organization. Concurrent control involves the regulation of ongoing activities that are part of the transformation process to ensure that they conform to organizational standards. Feedback control is regulation exercised after a product or service has been completed to ensure that the final output meets organizational standards and goals. Cybernetic control system is a self-regulating control system that, once put into operation, can automatically monitor the situation and take corrective action when necessary. A non-cybernetic control system is one that relies on human discretion as a basic part of its process. A non-cybernetic control system is one that relies on human discretion as a basic part of its process.
Cybernetic control system. Non-cybernetic control system.
Clan control relies on values, beliefs, traditions, corporate culture, shared norms, and informal relationships to regulate employee behaviors and facilitate the reaching of organizational goals. Clan control enhances prospects for commitment to organizational objectives and generally increases employees' willingness to help bring about improvements in the workplace. Market control relies on market mechanisms to regulate prices for certain clearly specified goods and services needed by an organization, thus relieving managers of the need to establish more elaborate controls over costs. Overcontrol is the limiting of individual job autonomy to such a point that it seriously inhibits effective job performance. Under control is the granting of autonomy to an employee to such a point that the organization loses its ability to direct the individual's efforts toward achieving organizational goals. Over control is the limiting of individual job autonomy to such a point that it seriously inhibits effective job performance.
Over control. Under control.
Assets. The resources that an organization controls fall into two categories, current and fixed. Liabilities are claimed by non-owners against company assets. In other words, debts owed to non-owners, such as banks. Current liabilities are accounts that are typically paid within 1 year, such as accounts payable, current bills the company must pay, and short-term loans. Long-term liabilities are debts usually paid over a period that exceeds 1 year, such as bonds. Shareholders' equity represents claims by owners against the assets. Shareholders' equity is equal to the company's assets minus liabilities. Revenues are the assets derived from selling goods and services. Expenses are the costs incurred in producing the revenue, such as cost of goods sold, operating expenses, interest expense, and taxes. Ratio analysis is the process of determining and evaluating financial ratios. Liquidity ratios are financial ratios that measure the degree to which an organization's current assets are adequate to pay current liabilities. Asset management ratios measure how effectively an organization manages its assets. Inventory turnover helps measure how well an organization manages its inventory. Debt management ratios assess the extent to which an organization uses debt to finance investments, as well as the degree to which it is able to meet its long-term obligations. Profitability ratios help measure management's ability to control expenses and earn profits through the use of organizational resources. The return on investment, or ROI, measures the overall effectiveness of management in generating profits from its total investment in assets. Budgeting is the process of stating in quantitative terms, usually dollars, planned organizational activities for a given period of time. A responsibility center is a subunit headed by a manager who is responsible for achieving one or more goals. There are five main types of responsibility centers: standard cost centers, expense centers, revenue centers, profit centers, and investment centers.